Well, the provincial championship winner Mary Orr has made her way to Queensland for trainer Philip Courtney from his Canberra base, and Phil's online. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you, Andrew.
How's it been since you won the big race at Randwick, mate? A bit more people around you saying well done.
Yes, a lot of that, yeah, which is all good. So it's good to get a better recognition from people, and the team have all done well, and you know we set it for the provincial championships, and it's nice when things happen the way you want them to.
And she did it so strongly. I mean, the win at Goulburn and into Randwick, we didn't know whether she could do it again off that win at Goulburn, but she certainly did.
Yeah, I thought she'd be as competitive in the final as she was at Goulburn, and I thought she'd take some improvement from it, but I was surprised by how easily she won. That did surprise me a little bit. So, but it's a good way to be surprised, isn't it?
It is. Can I ask you, she's been on good, soft and heavy, and we know how good she was at Goulburn at Randwick on heavy. Is she better on a firmer track?
To be tested, most of her form has been soft or worse, I would say, but she has been competitive on good tracks. And I think that like a good four for her would be still have a bit of cut in the ground when you look at some of the tracks, they get a bit harder, and that in South Australia. So yep. So good tracks over there would be hard. I don't think it'll be a problem for you. She seems to be pretty adaptable in all sorts of going, and I assume that Saturday will be a bit of a test and tell us what's going on.
The Queensland form around Sir Moments and Jumbo Prince, too good to refuse. Colin Lill came back, good winner. Brazen Moss at the moment running really well, can't buy better. It's a really competitive race tomorrow, the tails, isn't it?
It is very competitive, but from our point of view, I guess it's a good way to test as to her ability and where she's at, and then where we go on from there. So. Yeah. But I expect it to be very competitive and run a good race. That doesn't necessarily equate to a win. That could be just running in the first four, and I'd be very, very happy with that, and then we could make some plans on the back of that.
I guess where you've got her is that she's won the provincial championship, but you want to get some black type into her profile as a mare going forward?
Most definitely. I assume that everyone that has a mare with a bit of form, they will try to get a bit of black type. It definitely makes the progeny more valuable, and I guess it opens up the quality of your stallion that you can actually send them to.
Yeah, so if she ran well, and you mentioned the first four tomorrow, have you got a plan in mind for Brisbane?
We're waiting to see from Saturday, then I'll sit down with the owners and we'll come up with a plan, whether we sort of, if she runs exceptionally well, whether we target some of the fillies and mares races later in the program, or whether we push her out a little bit further. But we'll decide that after Saturday.
Okay. And you travelled up earlier in the week. Has she settled in?
Settled. It's like she's been here for a couple of months or more. she's enjoying it. She's eating up, hasn't left a grain of feed since she's been here. Michael Cale's been and ridden her the last two mornings, and he's very happy with her. She's very, very happy within herself as well, very bright, and I couldn't ask for anything better for her.
Yeah, well, it sounds like she's just a mare in good form, and I know what I want to do when mares are in good form.
Yeah, you got to stick with them, because mares, when they get form, can hold it for some period of time too, and that's the old saying, isn't it? A mare in form, never overlook them.
No, exactly. Well, she's been so good, mate. We wish you the best, and of course, you've got the runner in the Tab Highway here in Sydney, Dyfield. Can you give us any lead there?
I think his first two runs this time in have been a little bit, they've been a bit underestimated. Like, he did have a bad gate first up, and that was to his detriment. I don't think he ever seen the paint. I think he was closer to the outside rail than the inside rail. So that was a bit of a give run. And last start, for some reason, he just sort of reared as they let the gates go, which meant he was last. So instead of being second or third, he was last and carrying 61 kilos and off a fair speed. He had to make up a bit of ground, which he did, to his credit. So I think tomorrow, on a softer sort of track, which he can handle the soft going or heavy going, which is not a problem for him, from a better gate, and he dropped 7 kilos from his last run. So I think he'll acquit himself very, very well.
Okay, that's Dyfield in the Tab Highway tomorrow, race 5, number 8. Phil, thanks for joining us. Great to talk to you, mate. We wish the horse runs really well for you.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Good on you. Philip Courtney joining us there. Canberra-based trainer with Mary Orr lining up.